I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health here in Toronto. Cutting-edge, state-of-the-art, compassionate facility. Right now, it is Mental Health Awareness Week. This is the time when they need you most. This is the time when you can make a real difference when it comes to doing something about the mental health crisis and the devastating opioid epidemic, the overdose epidemic that we're currently experiencing, losing 20 people every day. They need your help. Donate at camh.ca/CanadaLand. To help CAMH treat addiction and build hope. This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand.
Hello?
Hey, Martha.
Hi.
Where are you and what do your immediate surroundings look like?
Well, I am in Montreal in my little house, which is actually was two apartments that I converted into one, and I'm upstairs on the landing, and it's very messy. When I look around, what I see is sort of the hopes and dreams of many projects that are not yet finished.
What is the most abnormal thing that you've done lately?
The most abnormal thing that I've done lately, what a good question. Listening to a lot of old cassettes, so that's definitely a part of it. And then also some of the activities that I'm doing with my kids have ended up being really normal but abnormal for me. So I've taken up playing cards a lot again, Crazy Eights, and doing papier-mâché. So that's become my life.
What's the most selfish thing you've done? Or thought about during this?
I've become more human or animal-like than usual than before, and because I don't have my kids. I only have them half the time, you know. So when I don't have them, I'm staying in bed until 11. You know, I'm not getting back to people. You know, I am not checking my email a lot of the time. You know, I am sort of checking out. And I think also some of the most selfish thing that I've been doing is playing some of these live streams, whether it's balcony sessions or doing the sessions at URSA downstairs. A lot of that is also in hopes to not be, you know, totally forgotten.
I guess it could also, I don't know, it just must be so stressful now. Will people ever come to shows again? Can you ever get together with people to play music again? So like all those swirling anxieties about the future of performance itself, to be able to reach an audience, to be able to collaborate with other musicians must just kind of, I don't know, does that do something to those worries? Is that helpful?
It does. It helps. It's interesting because I've always been somebody that has sort of pushed back from technology a lot, and so it kind of makes me sad that the only way to connect is through it. But at the same time, it's sort of the what we're doing with it is sort of surmounting it, you know, which was sort of the point. You know what I mean?
It's just so fucking crazy. Like, it's like, what is a more essential thing than people just getting together to listen to music? Like, you just figure that's never going to go away. It's always been here. Recorded music is just a blip. Technology is just like happened yesterday. You'll be able to work forever if people like listening to you play music, you'd think. And yet now it's like, we got to worry about that.
Yeah, and I don't think we realize it yet, because I think, and I only think it's going to get harder, because right now, because we're, what are we, you know, 2 months or so into this, you know, soon maybe it's going to start really setting in the vacuum.
Yeah.
Of, you know, kids not seeing other kids, and people not being able to see people that they love, and, you know, never, you know, going to a show again or never playing a show again for a long time. And, you know, so it's like, it's still early days, so we're just sort of still dealing with the shock of it. But then when you sort of sit quietly, which a lot of this time has been about too, which has been amazing, you know, this is like the other side of this time, is that, you know, we're doing less, which is really great, you know, but it's also in the silence, you know, you then, you know, you start to wonder, how is it going to, how are we going to find each other again, you know?
What is something that gave you pleasure today?
Having this time with my kids, because I don't get to see them all the time because I share custody with their dad, which is, you know, it's always hard. It's hard for them. It's hard for us, certainly. But the one I do have them, that I get to have them the whole time, you know, the whole day, you know. And I think also it's sort of at this point, it's the beginning of sort of, okay, we're not in lockdown. You know, we're trying to follow the rules. But, you know, I'm like, well, we're going to have to. You know, I have these cousins, or I have these friends over here who have 2 children, and are we going to open up our cluster? And I think a lot of people are thinking about that and thinking about it seriously and then wanting to do it safely, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, what are we going to do this summer? Because I think we realize we can't just be in the city all summer. We're not going to have pools open. I'm going to take the kids to the park and tell them not to touch anybody. You know, it's like we're going to have to adjust and find what's going to be comfortable, you know. And it doesn't take that much to make them happy, you know, to make the kids happy or to teach them something. It's small things, you know. They don't have to go to Disney World, but being able to maybe have one friend that they can play with is going to be really valuable.
Yeah. I feel that way too. They're like bargaining with it. Like, I don't need much. Just like, let me just hang out with a few friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Last question. What is something that you think might never be the same after this?
Trust is going to be diminished. There might be an underlying concern that more things are a danger to you, whether it's, they could be another coronavirus, or it could be another, you know, another pandemic, which we've been warned about for a long time. You know, and I think that there's always this going to be a little kind of a thing. And I think a lot of generations have had to live with that. Maybe it's people who have lived through a war, you know, and they kind of know, I remember my grandmother, you know, she wouldn't finish anything on her plate. You know, she would put it back in the fridge if it was like a tiny piece of carrot, you know. And you're like, this comes from having been through another reality, you know, and I think we're going to have that. And interestingly enough, most generations probably have had that kind of grating worry, you know, and uncertainty. And this is probably going to be ours.
Yeah, maybe we're the weird ones, you know, like we've just had it so comfortable. We don't know what it is to be without, or that feeling that things could be taken away from us at any point.
Yeah. It's hard because I'm really the opposite of like a hypochondriac, and I'm really the opposite of a narc, and I'm really I'm not like at all a germaphobe, and I'm always like, I don't want to live my life like that, you know? So it's like, oh, great. Shit. Now I have to be that person I don't want to be.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.